All right, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the preeminent documentary maker, filmmaker in America, probably in the world. We've had him on the show before. Anytime Ken Burns is releasing something, our antennas go up, and especially this time because it's sports-related. He's done so many great sports docuseries in the past. Bigger Than Boxing, Larger Than Life, Muhammad Ali, a film by Ken Burns, is going to be released on PBS stations starting Sunday, September 19th. And Ken joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm really excited about this project. We've been working on it for 7-8 years, and it's as complicated a portrait of anybody we've ever done before. Everything that you want is there. You want the boxing, you want the life, you want the family, you want the controversy, you want race, you want, Nation of Islam, you want world figure. It's just his life contains multitudes. It's a real hero's journey from this skinny little kid from Louisville, Kentucky, all the way to the very end of his life, death by Parkinson's just a few years ago.
And tell us about these conversations that you're doing, four of them leading up to the release of the film.
Yeah, they're really great. Our last mini-series on Ernest Hemingway, because of COVID, we did a lot of virtual events, and we had thousands and thousands of people attending them, and we realized, you know what? When we get out, we can still continue this. We've got a series of four conversations. We've partnered with The Undefeated, and if you go to pbs.org/allevents or pbs.org/Ali, you can just register and get in for free to these events. The first one is in a couple of days, on June 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern, about Ali the Man. And the moderator is Jesse Washington from The Undefeated. We'll have Ali's daughter, Rashida, and Howard Bryant, the great writer, Howard Bryant. And then, subsequent conversations in July on Ali on the world stage, and then in early September, Ali, race and religion, and then just before the broadcast, Ali, activism and the modern athlete. So we'll touch all the bases, to borrow a different sports metaphor, and we'll, I think just get people in a place. We'll share clips from the film, and we'll talk about these deeper issues, and then the thing premieres, and, on the 19th, four straight nights, but of course you can stream it instantly, all four episodes, all 8 hours, the second the clock ticks to September 19th.
You've taken on these huge projects before, and how it shaped our country, like the Civil War and baseball, our nation's pastime. But as you mentioned, so many levels of Muhammad Ali. Was it difficult to organize just an outline to say, okay, this is how we're going to do it?
Well, we're my co-directors are Sarah Burns, my oldest daughter, and her husband, David McMahon. We collaborated on Jackie Robinson and the Central Park Five and Eastlake public housing story. Most recently that they did, I served as executive producers. We're the three co-directors, and they are the two writers. It's hard work, but we're chronologists, we go, every good story is, and then. So it's just realizing how to collect this material, how to organize that story in the right way, and how to leave out what doesn't fit, because it's not, an additive process. I'm talking to you from New Hampshire, and we make maple syrup up here, and it takes 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of maple syrup, and that's the same way. We got 8 hours of Ali, but we have 50 times 8 hours of material that we collected for possible use in the film. So there in and of itself is the great struggle to figure out, what to include, what conversation, what fight, what part of a fight, what photograph, what person who knew him at that particular time to include. And, that's the job. At the end of the day, it should look pretty seamless and easy to digest. And I'm as excited about this as any film I've ever worked on, because he is so larger than life. This is a hero journey, and it's not, a hero is never perfect. A hero always has flaws as well as great strengths. And so you're watching someone sometimes negotiating with, or sometimes at war with, your own flaws. And that's so interesting. And yet at the end of the day, you come out, I believe, as most people in the world did, he was the not only the most well-known person on the planet, but the most beloved person on the planet. And, you know, that's a good thing for any of us to try to tilt towards. That's a good ambition to have.
Yeah, no doubt. Bigger Than Boxing, Larger Than Life, Muhammad Ali, a film by Ken Burns. It premieres on PBS stations September 19th. And Ken joins us now on The Ticket. You mentioned Jackie Robinson. You mentioned how big Muhammad Ali was in all areas of life. This is something we've talked about a lot on our show since it's a sports show. Jordan, Babe Ruth, Muhammad Ali is the biggest sports figure ever, isn't he?
I think so. You know, Time and Newsweek and Sports Illustrated certainly all said he was the athlete of the century. And as you pointed out with the names that you mentioned, certainly Babe Ruth and Jackie Robinson and Michael Jordan, you've got tremendous competition. But nobody compelled the world stage. Nobody dominated in a way that he dominated. And nobody had the undertow. Jackie did. You know, people threw at his head spikes up, black cats on the field, racism, and it's really hard to hit a buck 50 with that sort of distraction, but he's a Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer. Michael Jordan may or may not be the greatest basketball player in the universe, and Babe Ruth transformed the game, but there's something about Ali, there's something about his spirit, there's something about, you see this from an early age, a kid, he's barely even boxed for a few months and he said, I'm going to be the greatest. He knew he was put here on this earth to do something, and he actually went out and did it. And sometimes there are lots of casualties, and sometimes there's extraordinary love that's produced. And our film is essentially an accepting and tolerant but critical look at all the space in between that indulgence and that love.
Yeah, and it's certainly related to us as kids. I mean, we were told he was great as a boxer, and we would watch those bouts. But just when he was interviewed, I don't know if it was the way he would engage with the camera, that smile, whatever it was, that we could relate to it.
Yes, he had an inner light, and you know, there was Jackie Robinson had been a model for black maleness for his generation. Clearly, the model for the new generation of the 60s and the 70s was Muhammad Ali, and he had that inner light. He had that wink to us. He had that sort of both joyous sense of engaging life, and he loved everybody. He wanted you to feel like you were the person he woke up to see that day. And it was magical. And then, of course, boxing is difficult for many, many people, and we understood that. And we got Michael Bent, the great, great heavyweight champion, and he is essentially interprets all the important fights. And we've got, you know, maybe 40 fights in the film, but 20 we cover significantly, and of course, 5 or 6 we cover in depth, meaning they take, you know, 15, 20 minutes to unfold and unravel, like the Rumble in the Jungle, the Thriller in Manila, the first Frazier fight, the first Liston fight, things like that. But you begin to understand he is this master craftsman. He's smarter than everybody else. He's adapting to the circumstances and his own limitations as he grows older. And he's also addicted to the limelight. And so he's going to have many more fights than he should have had, and they're going to do a lot of damage. And then this loud, bragging guy spends the last 2 or 3 decades in silence, basically. But even then, he becomes so spectacularly gifted and this world figure that transcends this particular sport. His daughter, Rashida, pinching her fingers together, she goes, boxing was just this much, meaning nothing. The rest of it was this spirit that he had. And that's, I think, what we've tried to capture in addition to the biographical information, in addition to the sports information. I want to know what he has. I want to know what that inner light was, because it was just a joy to behold, both from a sports point of view, but I think from a human point of view.
Bigger Than Boxing, Larger Than Life, Muhammad Ali. It premieres on PBS stations on September 19th. And if you want to be a part of the conversations with Ken Burns, go to pbs.org/Ali events. We always appreciate you coming on the show. We can't wait to see this film. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, and I'll see you on Wednesday night. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to do. So thanks for the time, and we'll also be together in September when we watch it. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. That's the great Ken Burns. Muhammad Ali to premiere his four-part documentary on September 19th on PBS. All right, 7:50 on the ticket.